This is the podcast for the Compare and Contrast Essays page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Compare and Contrast is a common form of academic writing, either as an essay type on its own or as part of a larger essay which includes one or more paragraphs which compare or contrast. This podcast gives information on what a Compare and Contrast essay is, how to structure this type of essay, how to use compare and contrast structure words, and how to make sure you use appropriate criteria for comparison and contrast. On the website, there is also an example compare and contrast essay on the topic of communication technology, as well as some exercises to help you practice this area. So first off, what are compare and contrast essays? To compare is to examine how things are similar, while to contrast is to see how they differ. A compare and contrast essay therefore looks at the similarities of two or more objects and the differences. This essay type is common at university, where lecturers frequently test your understanding by asking you to compare and contrast two theories, two methods, two historical points, two characters in a novel, etc. Sometimes the whole essay will compare and contrast, though sometimes the comparison or contrast may be only part of the essay. It's also possible, especially for short exam essays, that only the similarities or the differences, not both, will be discussed. The following are some examples of compare and contrast essay titles. Compare and contrast Newton's ideas of gravity with those proposed by Einstein. This would be a compare and contrast essay. Examine how the economies of Spain and China are similar. This would be a compare-only essay. Explain the differences between the Achaemenid Empire and the Parthian Empire. This would be a contrast-only essay. So let's go on to look at structure. There are two main ways to structure a compare and contrast essay, namely using a block or a point-by-point structure. For the block structure, all of the information about one of the objects being compared or contrasted is given first, and all of the information about the other object is listed afterwards. This type of structure is similar to the block structure used for cause and effect and problem solution essays. For the point by point structure, each similarity or difference for one object is followed immediately by the similarity or difference for the other. Both types of structure have their merits. The former is easier to write, while the latter is generally clearer as it ensures that the similarities or differences are more explicit. Diagrams of the two types of structure, block and point by point, can be found on the website. So let's look now at compare and contrast structure words. Compare and contrast structure words are transition signals which show the similarities or differences. The following are some common examples. First, compare structure words. These are words like similarly, likewise, also, both X and Y, not only X, but also Y, neither X nor Y, just like, which is followed by a noun phrase, similar to, which is also followed by a noun or noun phrase, to be similar, to be the same as, to be alike, to compare to, or to compare with. Examples of these in sentences. Computers can be used to communicate easily, for example via email. Similarly, the mobile phone is a convenient tool for communication. Both computers and mobile phones can be used to communicate easily with other people. Just like the computer, the mobile phone can be used to communicate easily with other people. The computer is similar to the mobile phone in the way it can be used for easy communication. And then looking at contrast structure words, these are words like however, in contrast, in comparison, by comparison, on the other hand, while, whereas, but, to differ from, to be different from, to be dissimilar to be unlike. And examples of these in sentences. Computers, although increasingly small, are not always easy to carry from one place to another. However, the mobile phone can be carried with ease. Computers are generally not very portable, whereas the mobile phone is. Computers differ from mobile phones in their lack of portability. computers are unlike mobile phones in their lack of portability. Finally, let's look at criteria for comparison or contrast. When making comparisons or contrast, it's important to be clear what criteria you are using. Study the following example, which contrasts two people. Here the criteria are unclear. Aaron is tall and strong. In contrast, Bruce is handsome and very intelligent. Although the sentence has a contrast transition, the criteria for contrasting are not the same. The criteria used for Aaron are height, tall, and strength, strong. We would expect similar criteria to be used for Bruce. Maybe he is short and weak. But instead we have new criteria, namely appearance, handsome, and intelligence, intelligent. This is a common mistake for students when writing this type of paragraph or essay. Compare the following, which has much clearer criteria. Aaron and Bruce differ in four ways. The first difference is height. Aaron is tall, while Bruce is short. The second difference is strength. Aaron is strong. In contrast, Bruce is weak. The third difference is appearance. Aaron, who is average-looking, differs from Bruce, who is handsome. The final difference is intelligence. Aaron is of average intelligence. Bruce, on the other hand, is very intelligent. That's the end of the podcast. Remember to check out the website for an example essay, which shows you how to use the structure and some of the compare and contrast structure words we looked at in this podcast, as well as some exercises to help you practice this area of EAP.